Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
What software are you using and how did you customize that? How did you, you said you're not really tech savvy, not that you're not tech savvy, but you're not an engineer per se. So yeah. How did you figure all this out?
Okay. So we're going to go a little bit further back. When I first started the company and there was only about five of us to begin with, this is my lack of tech skills coming out. We actually, first of all, use written calendars. So we would pretty much talk on the phone every Friday night, ready for the week ahead. And we would pencil in the schedule based on what clients booked and things like that. So that
like a
was
big calendar on your desk that you have?
Yeah. Yeah. So I had everybody's, and then everybody that was on the team wrote down their own schedule in their own little diary, planner, whatever you want to call it. So that was what we did. And then I thought, I can't, this is too much. Like there was no way, we're erasing things and it was just ridiculous. And then we started doing Gmail calendars. So that was super cool because that was when like the GCal thing was like a big hit. Everybody started using the Gmail calendar. So everybody had their own Gmail cal. We kind of synchronized them together so I could control their calendars and they could see it on their phone, their iPad, or whatever they used. So that's what we used first for a long time because we tried so many like smaller calendar. We tried like everything under the sun. You could Google software for service companies, software for this, software for that. And just nothing really worked well for what we were looking for because we needed to be able to schedule reoccurring visits for our residential side of the company. We had to be able to invoice. Like there was just so many components that we needed. So eventually, and even down to what's it called? There's a big one, Service Titan or something
Service
like
now.
That. Something, Service, yeah, Service Now. Service Now.
It's a
Either
big,
way,
it's
we've
a big
tried,
enterprise company.
Okay. Either Maybe. Way, we've tried a gazillion of them and just nothing really was giving us exactly what we needed. I'm kind of a control freak when it comes to stuff. Like I need it to run the way I need it to be ran. So.
Well, let's talk about what was the requirement? It sounds like so far you're doing a lot of mainly use for this is scheduling.
Yes. So. Obviously, being the person that I am, I like to plan for the bigger picture. I was looking at some of the things that we were using and I was thinking, okay, like how are we going to track, potentially 50 employees one day, right? How are we going to do payroll for 50 employees one day? Or is everybody going to submit timesheets? Is everybody going to use a timer? Is everybody going to use a GPS? Like I just really had no idea. So these are the things that I constantly had to think about. Scheduling, client information. That was a big one too. So we also had to try CRM, right? So we had to try and find a CRM system to keep track of all the information. And then it was also difficult because at one point, I believe I wanted my staff to download like five different apps, one for their schedule, one for, requesting time off, one for client information. And then there comes the issue of confidentiality. So even to this day, obviously, like our managers have access to more information than our cleaners, right? We're not going to give them banking information or anything like that. Like there's specific things that
you have your dog with you?
I do. He comes, he travels with me.
I didn't know you took him to the hotels, but I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, there's a few hotels that are dog friendly. So I bring him. He was just napping and somebody, I guess, shut a door or something. He's kind of on high alert today.
He's on high alert. He's your guard dog in your hotel.
Yeah. Here, Benny, look, come here for all our listeners. Say hi, everybody.
Oh my God. He looks smaller in the photos.
He is small, but I'm really small.
He's as big as you.
I know. But I'm small. I'm only 5 foot tall.
I didn't think, God, he's big.
He's 30 pounds. Like he's a muscular little boy.
Hey? Yeah. He's a cute little dog.
It's yeah. Funny. He's the best.
You so take him with you when you
travel. Yeah.
And when you like go check out your house and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course. Yeah, he comes with me. I mean, a lot of the time he'll stay with my mom, like grandma, right? So she spoils him. But yeah, I love taking him with me. He's like, he's such a good boy. Like for being such a baby, like a puppy, he travels so well. So that's super awesome.
Okay, so we're talking about software and confidentiality that you got to keep. And managers can't see. So you need to basically have a permission-based software system.
Yes, exactly. So that's what we needed. And it was getting to a point where I couldn't have, you know, like I'm always trying to make it easy for my staff as well. I don't want them to have a hard time trying to, you know, cross different apps and having to access this system to use this system. So I needed something that kind of integrated all of those things along with keeping track of, you know, payroll and timesheets and scheduling and expenses. That was another one, you know, because some jobs have expenses that we need, inventory. Like there's just so many things that we had to keep track of that I was really struggling to find the right one. So then I thought, okay, am I just going to have to spend a gazillion dollars and build my own, you know, because I couldn't find anything. And then back to the CRM, even just down to our customer service, like, you know, we're really well known for our automated responses and how quick and efficient we are when it comes to like our new client packages and things like that. So I needed something to keep track of all of those things along with do them, whether it was done manually or automated, it still needed to be done and still kept track of, if that makes sense. So, and we can talk about that down the line, how we kind of take on a new client and the process with all of those things, because it's an additional, you know, couture service that people like to call it that a lot of cleaning companies or even just a lot of service companies just don't offer because it's a service company, right? It's not, you know, they're not coming to stay at the Ritz Hotel or anything, right? But it just adds to that extra professionalism and sophistication that is a big focus in our company. And that's what people comment on, right? Even prior to the actual cleaning itself, people always say, oh, you know, we loved getting your new client package. We loved, you know, the quick automation, the reminder emails, things like that. So those are things that I really needed to have because again, for a while before we have the system that we had now, it was all done by myself or an assistant or a manager that just had 5 minutes of her time to go, oh yeah, we have to send this person this. And it was just chaos, right? Like total chaos. So I'm like Googling again, looking, trying to find the perfect thing. And then I came across this, it's actually another lady who has a residential cleaning company. She doesn't do commercial in BC or Alberta, one or the other. I think it's BC. And she was, you know, just like just under $1 million cleaning company. She was doing absolutely phenomenal. She had a great crew of people to help her. She had great morale, great company culture, kind of the same thing. And she was doing a little article about how she uses the software and what she does because she was having the same struggles. So she uses this company or this system called Jobber. And so this is going to be a little plug for Jobber. And they love, like, I love working with them and they love us as well. So Jobber is a company that does software for service companies. The coolest thing is about Jobber is there's different platforms, there's different levels of the program that you can use, whether you have one employee, 10 employees, or 100 employees. So that is what we use. And every day they're updating it. Every day they have cool product features. They really take recommendations and suggestions from their users, what would make it easier for their company. But even from the get-go, when I first got this set up and we did everything, it literally had everything that we needed. Everything. I still to this day don't think there's one thing that we could ask for that we didn't want that they don't have. So that was really nice to get. It took a while to set up and get used to and do the branding and everything, but once we did,
well, how did that happen? Because I think that's the other thing, at least for me, is getting that these darn things set up can be a huge lift. So they help you customize all that, or are you sitting in all these settings, or how's that work?
So one thing that I really like about Jobber is it's really user friendly. It's really simple. You know, you're not going through page after page after page to try and find out how to do something. It's really simple. You know, you start and it gives you little clippets on, you know, do this to do this and do this to this. Once you're used to it, you can go to the menu and everything's just broken down into the most perfect little sections. It really, really, really is user-friendly. So we did it really quick. I mean, we just went through page by page to set up what we needed. You know, here it was like, how do you want your invoices set up? How do you want your billing set up? Do you want to use this payment system? Do you want to use your own payment system? What do you want your follow-up template to say? And it was literally just that simple. And we just went through every single one, set it up, and it's phenomenal. And like, people didn't even know that it's Jobber per se. Like, it comes from us. It doesn't come from Jobber, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I just was looking at it when you were talking. So you're able, it's basically your logo on there. You white, yeah. Sort of not, you customize it. So it all comes from you. Yeah. So, but did you have your assistant or operations person help you do all this, or did you do this?
So I did it. But you know, I again had to get everybody that does these things, on board as well. Right. So we had to go through how to set up this and how to do this, because God only knows if I get stuck in Windsor and I'm not coming back, somebody else is going to have to do it. Right. So we, got everybody, trained on it as well on how to use it. So our exec, office exec, Samantha, she knows it probably better than I do now because she uses it daily, you know, all day to do absolutely everything that we need to do. And the coolest thing about it as well, not only does it have our staff schedules, there's also like a franchise section of it. Obviously that comes with a higher priced package. But at the top of the system, instead of us having, you know, four different systems for the different divisions of the company, we have at the top, it literally just has our two divisions of the company, and we can just click on it and it flips it to the other side. So then we're not crossing the commercial side and the residential side. All the commercial managers are over there. The commercial cleaners are over there, and same with the residential side. So that's a really cool option as well. So if, you know, you had a franchised lawn care company, one for California, one for Michigan, like whatever, right? Like you could have all the different ones at the very top, flip between them to see how you're doing, get your reports, see what's going on. And it's just such, I honestly, Brandon, I can't imagine this company without Jobber. I really can't.
How long do you think it took you to set up? Because you have to import all this data and all, I mean, that's the worst part. I mean, the worst part of switching anything, right, is not only setting it up, but then getting the data that you do have in there.
Right. So that was daunting. I mean, that was probably a good, to set it up was easy. You know, all the templates, all of those things, getting our previous clients that we had in our Google Drive on a spreadsheet or something like that was daunting. That took a while because for us to be able to,
what's a while?
Like when I say user-friendly, it is really user-friendly because, for example, if you were an existing client in our Google spreadsheet and we were then putting you in Jobber to go on a every 2 day schedule, for example, for cleaning, for us to be able to set that up, we need to have all your information in there. So we couldn't even like half-ass it. You know, we couldn't just put in like Brandon and then like every 2 days, like we had to fill out absolutely everything that we really needed that we had set up to be able to proceed with that. So it kind of like gave us that kick in the butt. Like you got to do it because you're never going to do it. And we all know that if you just kind of half-ass it at the beginning and then you have, you know, another 10,000 clients come in, you're never going to do those first 10 that you only put in half, right? So we really had to put them in properly. Everything down to access information was in there. So again, like we really did customize it, but they gave us all those options to be able to do that. So that was absolutely awesome. So I'd say, you know, within between a month to a month and a half, we had absolutely everything done in there, everything set up. And like I said, even now, they set up and send out new product updates that they're now offering, you know, like two-way text messaging, which is super cool because again, we have between, you know, 30, 40, 50 staff. And when somebody's running late, they can't call me, "Hey, can you call this client who I don't even know where they live? that they're, or even have their phone number, and say that they're running late. So they can actually log into their app where they see all this stuff, because all of our staff have an app on their phone that's run from our dashboard, and they can click on it and say, you know, we're running 10 minutes late. And it's a preset thing, and it goes right to the client from a number that's associated with Jobber. So then our staff don't even have to use their own personal cell phone number. So they really thought all of these things through for service-based companies.
Wow. I think the hardest part of doing this whole thing is that you have to parallel run the systems while you're getting set up.
Yes.
We're in the middle of that on something else we can talk about later, but it's hard. I mean, because you got to keep up your current operations and you got to switch. I think that's why it's so daunting to people to do this. And I think it's hard because when you start a company in your early days, you're just trying to survive. Mm-hmm. You're trying to use whatever you can, right? Which basically turns out to be, I don't use Microsoft Word, or I use Apple Pages, and I do use Excel, but basically everything winds up in Excel or Google Sheets these days, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And then you can't find it. I mean, it's the age old problem is that you're like, oh, well, we're going to start out really good and we're going to put everything in this folder. Well, that's great. First of all, it never winds up all in that folder because you're working on the document and you get interrupted and you don't put it in the folder. And then, like you said, it never gets in the folder because it doesn't happen that way, right?
Right.
And then what happens? Oh, and then what happens is that you and I share a folder. Now we share a folder. And then you name things differently. And then I name things differently. But then we sit down and we have a meeting and we say, Danielle, or you say, Brandon, your filing system makes no sense to me and I can't keep track of it. And then we decide, sort of, on a filing naming system. But I get busy. And
you forget.
and then that doesn't happen, right? I mean, this is it, right? This is the story.
100%. Everybody who uses Google Drive in a company, same thing happens. I can attest to it. My assistant and office exec, Samantha, is a godsend. She is the most phenomenal woman. I don't know how I would live my life without her, or the company would even live without her. You know, she's just superwoman. And her and I, you know, she's just as organized as I am. I'm a very organized person, but you know, chaos happens. Like you said, you get busy, a meeting happens, you forget to save it. So this literally happened a few weeks ago. We were, updating some foundational stuff on the residential side. So we were updating our employee manuals, our client handbooks, all of those things, you know, to incorporate the COVID stuff that we talked about last week or the week before. And I saved it, but again, it didn't make it into the residential division manual folder. And Samantha saw it on the homepage and thought it was a draft. So that went into trash. And then she started doing one because I was in a meeting and I couldn't answer her phone call asking about it or something to that effect. And next thing you know, we have three manuals that are now half edited and we have no idea what's going on. So yes, I can attest to that.
Yeah, it's an age-old problem. And then... The other one that happens is everyone says email sucks. You can't, you know, and they have this idea that you're going to have zero inbox. I don't know who the hell came up with that, but I think it's stupid, to be honest with you. I do. I'll tell you right now how many emails are in my inbox right now. This is a true story. I'm not going to share my screen because I don't know who's on here, but, Zoom link, please. I do see. Yes.
That was me. Brandon sent me the Zoom link.
I was trying to get us live and here's the truth. Okay. The truth is,
we've agreed that we're going to be very truthful during this whole relationship.
We did. So at 6 Well, it all started last night. So I normally get up at like 5, sometimes 4:45, 5, 5:10, whatever, but generally around that time. Last night we had Indian food, and for whatever reason, it just didn't sit well with me. So this is, we try to eat before 7 always, really 6. And I eat this Indian food. It didn't sit well. And I was just exhausted. And this is not like me. Like, aww, normally I would go work out, sit in the sauna for 20 minutes. You know, I needed to finish the newsletter for that edition that needs to be filled out. And I needed to answer like 5 other emails on our company. And I sat down on this giant beanbag that we have. Like,
I love this. I love this story it's
true.
Already. Okay.
It's true. I'm just, I fell asleep at 7:15. So 7:15, true story, woke up at midnight. And I really get pissed about that because I have a sleep tracker in bed and then I don't get credit on the sleep tracker because the sleep tracker doesn't know you fell asleep in the beanbag chair. So you,
oh my God.
So you basically, you get totally jammed, right? Needless to say that this morning, and there was, I wouldn't say a crisis, but there's always something happens in business. There were some things that need to be attended to. So at 6:40, I was on the phone dealing with this Pacific time. It doesn't matter. Still 6:40 in the morning. And I really didn't get done until 7:40. Well, it really started at 6:20. But I got on the phone at 6:40, which I really don't like doing early, but I did it. I really don't like people talking to me in the morning.
You did say that. I remember you saying that.
So it took me like 20 minutes to get my head together to like smile. Not that I'm angry. I'm just sort of in my own thoughts in the morning, right? Like I go outside. I try to get 7 minutes of sun in my eyes. I try to do my sit-ups, my push-ups. I eat breakfast. It's, you know, very simple. 4 egg whites with spinach every morning. Like it's a program.
Routine. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then I'm dealing with this. So I got it, whatever. And I was like, you know what? I'm just not going to shower. I'm just going to go on, have coffee with Danielle and no one will know the difference.
And
I was like,
and start your day smiling.
Right. And I was like, I can't do that. I got to shower. I normally like, I get a lot of good ideas. I have a pad in the shower actually.
Because I friggin' love that. I love that. And I'm going to attest that because I have a waterproof case on my phone. So then if I'm thinking, because my phone's always with me, it's just part of business.
Well, that's
right?
A little over the top.
No, and I will put my phone on the thing in my shower, and it has like a little, or outside my shower has a little shelf, and I'll put it there. And if I think of something, I'll grab my phone and I will make a voice note.
I think that's a cool idea. And this is all going to operations, like try to get it aggregated. Not me though. I have a waterproof pad and I write on the waterproof pad, but like in the shower, I don't know. I read about a guy who takes 3 showers a day because, I mean, that sort of sounds weird, but, and you wonder what he's doing, but he actually said that the shower sparks ideas, which it does.
It's like the best time to think.
It is. I mean, besides my bike, I would tell you, besides biking that, I will tell you that that is where I get a lot of good ideas. So anyway, I was like, I cannot start Friday off without a shower. And our call this morning looking ragged. So I took a shower and then I wanted to get us on YouTube, but I mean, hey, this is how business happens. Like you can't plan for it. It just happened. So at 7:44, you sent me an email asking where it was, which I figured I would text it to you, but nonetheless, going back, I don't know how it all got there, but I have 87,134 emails in my inbox.
That's impressive.
And my theory is that you're not going to get the zero inbox. Like, that's so stressful. Like, shit comes up, for lack of a better way to say it. Mm-hmm. And then you're going to be up until midnight trying to get to zero inbox, only to wake
up. Or just no sleep at all, honestly.
Right. Yeah, right. Like, when does that end? When does the email end? It doesn't end. It doesn't end.
It never ends. So obviously, and I'm sure you do too, like, you have your company admin info office, whatever you get for your companies, right? So we have one too. So ours is office@domesticdivas.org. That is where everything comes in. So on there, we have our office exec, Samantha. So she kind of disperses everything that comes in. So if you own a warehouse and you need us to clean it, you will email us. Samantha will then put that off to our commercial side. She kind of does all of that. Samantha is a flipping angel. She keeps that inbox at zero all the time. She is on it. Unless there is something that I have to deal with, because I obviously see things that come into that and I have access with it as well. If I can see it, that means that I have to deal with that. That is how we work, the two of us. If she has left something in there after hours, so say, you know, she's done at 4 p.m., she starts at 8 a.m. till 4. If she is done at 4 and I go in at 5:30 and I see that there's an email in there, that's like, Danielle, you got to deal with this. That's kind of our way of dealing with that. My personal email, I think I have about 140 emails in there right now, probably just from yesterday at noon, because, you know, there's things that people will email and you got to do this. So my way of dealing with things that need to get done, and I guess this is part of operations as well, and I can tell you like my secrets. So my cell phone in my text messages, because some of our clients from way back when we first started still deal with me on my personal cell phone. They still have my personal number from way back. So I deal with those, right? Like, it is what it is. It's part of just growing a company from nothing to where we are now. So when a client will text me, even my girlfriends will text me and say like, hey, what's going on? Or a client will say, hey, can we have a meeting at blah, 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 blah. I will book it. We will deal with the conversation. As soon as everything is booked, done, complete, I delete that conversation. So for example, you sent me the Zoom link this morning via text. That was all I had to do with that. I input it into my Zoom. I deleted the text. So anything that's left on my texts, same with my inbox on my email, I still have to deal with.
You just deleted our whole conversation. What if you need a piece of information that you and I text like 3 weeks ago?
So anything important, I do keep. Like, I take a screenshot of it. I put it into a folder. So it's Danielle's way of dealing with it. So if there's any important information, but that's also a way for me, not that I'm a procrastinator. I don't want to say I'm a procrastinator, but that is my way of kind of putting my butt in gear to keep, to get it done. So
that seems so stressful.
It's like, not.
I cannot imagine. So, I mean, my text messages. So you deleted delete the whole conversation. Mm-hmm. So what happens if you need the attachment that I sent you 3 weeks ago? You can't click on
it.
What if you're walking Benny?
Well, then I won't delete it right then. But for my own brain, so for example, like if I'm going to bed, I hate texting in bed. I need my brain to shut off, right? So say I'm having just a glass of wine, or, you know, I'm doing something in the house. I'm like, okay, I'm going to like start winding down now. Right. So if I go on my text messages, I'll quickly scroll through. And if there's anything I needed to deal with that day, I will deal with it and get rid of it. If there's something important, I will leave it there until I, for example, go to the office, have a sit down like this in front of my computer, and I can reiterate the information, save it where it needs to go. If people send me a bill, for example, that automatically goes into Google Drive. So I have like my own systems, like, you know, any kind of PDFs, they all have a file in my personal or the company Google Drive. You know, it's a system. It works for me. It keeps me so calm. And again, back to the whole procrastination thing, it really does kick me in the butt to say like, clear it, get rid of it. Cause my inbox is never going to be zero, but at least I can try and get my cell phone to be at that point. So for example, if you send me 12 dates of when we have to do a meeting, and I know that they don't start until December, it's October. So I have a couple months that I can put those in my calendar, or I can do it next weekend or something, but I don't want to do that. So all those dates, I will then put in my calendar and then clear the message. So they're in there. They're done. Done. Good to go. Complete. Next.
Well, that's impressive. So here we go. That's awesome. It is impressive, yeah. Danielle. It's very impressive.
Thank you. Thank you.
But then I get involved in your shared box. And
well, we have shared notes. That's we have.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm just using me as an example. It could be anybody in your company. Like the fact of the matter is that when multiple humans get involved in sharing organizational folders and things, it never goes well. And it's nobody's fault. It's that my filing system could be different from yours. And even if we agree on it, we forget about it. Obviously not you, but, but some people, right, will forget. And then basically you can't search, you can't find anything is ultimately what happens. And then what people, I think where we were going with this originally is here's what will happen. You know, Danielle, email doesn't work. I get too many emails. I can't find anything. We're going to use Slack. And you know, we use Slack. We can talk about that, but we use Slack to communicate. Mm-hmm. And Slack's awesome for depending on how many people. So on one team, we have 12 or 15 people on a software development mm-hmm. effort. It's awesome for about the first month. Easy. Find everything. 4 months later, back to the same problem that the inbox has, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, not only is it the same problem, it just got worse because Danielle, I didn't get that file. Now I'm making you the search engine for me
mm-hmm.
because I can't remember if you sent it via Slack or via email.
No.
Oh, and by the way, we also text because when you don't answer my Slack message right away,
I'm going to go, Brandon, answer your effing emails or your text messages.
And then I text you the file.
Yeah. And then I probably delete it.
So you see this whole, I mean, nobody, and we'll go back to Jobber. It sounds awesome. Love to check it out. It looks like for up to 30 users, it's about $299 a month, which is pretty reasonable.
It's so reasonable. And then just to throw in on that before we just move on to the next thing there, when I was saying about the franchising thing, so that per platform is that cost. So like for us, we have three. So, you know, that would be that up to 30 users per three thing. So, and it's US dollars as well.
Well, what's your third? You have commercial, residential, and what? Danielle's real estate company?
No, I can't use Jobber for that. No, we put the post-construction jobs in there. So I think I told you we do like post-development cleaning as well. Yeah, so that's because we are on about 13 post-construction projects right now. So we need a total separate, you know, it's different types of cleaning, different types of equipment. It's, you know, a whole type of different things. We had to keep that separate as well.
That's like finished building things when you do the cleanup to do the turnover to the owner.
Yes. So we do two. So the builders will pretty much finish everything. Then they do their PDI. We go in and do a cleanup of, you know, the big dust, all the grout, everything before the inspection. And then after the inspection, they will do their deficiency work. So any paint chips, anything like that. We'll go in and do the final cleaning. The owner gets it the next day.
I got it. So you use Jobber for most everything, but what do you use for accounting?
That is, again, many systems used, tried.
I haven't gotten all of your little movements, but when you move your shoulders like that, does that mean it's a problem?
It's like, it's not a problem. Again, I'm a very organized person. So
we know, I know you're organized, but just so you know, just because it's not perfect doesn't mean you're not organized.
I know, but this is, I almost have to justify it because it's like the age old problem. Like what is the most perfect thing? Again, if you have too many hands in the pot, it's effing chaos. If one accountant does it different than your bookkeeper, it's effing chaos. Like there's just so much to take into consideration, right? So for example, Jobber keeps track of job expenses. So if we need equipment, product, inventory, things like that, it all goes in there, which is super cool because that gives us expenses right into the system. So if we're looking at a job and it was quoted at $28,000, easy numbers, let's do $50,000 just for an easy number, $50,000, we know payroll is going to cost $30,000. And then in that job, it lists all the material needed, almost like it would almost be perfect for a contractor company. If any of you are listening who have like construction companies, I think that would be cool. Because you can put all your material in there before the job's even finished or started. It'll all go in there. And then at the end, it'll say, you know, you're going to make $10,000 on this. That's what, $20,000 or 20% profit, right? So that's super cool that it tracks that. And then at the end of each month, each week, you can do your reports. So you can customize any report. You can just basically do clients, billing, if they've paid or not, and amounts. So at the end of the week, how much profit, how much revenue. You can customize it where it's profit, revenue, expenses, date paid. Like there's like something like 13 columns that you can choose from for all of your reports. You can do it as easy or as complex as you want. So when it comes to accounting, I have a great accountant. I have a great bookkeeper. All my job is to download an email. And then they deal with it.
So you don't use QuickBooks, or do you use QuickBooks?
No, I used to use QuickBooks for invoicing. So in the midst of our Gmail, trying GCal, scheduling software, Danielle's half-assed attempt of trying to organize things, we did use QuickBooks for our invoicing, and then we would be able to print those reports and give to the bookkeeper. But it was very chaotic. You know, we were then having to print schedules from Google Cal to match with the invoices and then receipts for inventory and product and material. And it was just too much. Like I had files like this thick every a couple weeks going to my accountant or my bookkeeper just to try and.
Do you think your bookkeeper uses QuickBooks? Because you need a corporate. You need a corporate P&L. You're managing on a job cost basis effectively.
Yeah. So I'm going to be very honest, as good as I am at the company and business and everything else, I'm really bad at that stuff. So
I think that's fine. I think you got to hire people. You got to know your weakness and hire people who are competent to fill the weakness instead of trying to do it all, because it's crazy to try to do it all.
Yeah. And I mean, when you first start, again, back to everything, you kind of take that on, right? Like you try to figure it out. I will tell you a story right now because we're being brutally honest all the time. 4 years ago, so a year in, our first year, we did extremely well. I mean, okay, for our first year, we did extremely well. I mean,
well, you paid off all your debt, like 60 grand of debt and everything, right?
Yeah. Yeah. So that year, that's what I paid off. My personal debt. We did about $220,000 in revenue in the first year, which is pretty effing good for a first year of a cleaning company, right? Cleaning business at the time. Like it wasn't even like it was a corporate company or anything like that.
Yeah, you don't. I think it's incredible. You didn't even know that you were going to do a cleaning business, and you didn't know. I'm not saying you didn't have potential. I'm just saying you had no idea that you're going to run a business at that time.
Right. It was just kind of like a moneymaker. Let's just kind of get it done, right?
Okay, so first year you do 220, you pay off all your personal debt, and if your listeners out there, you can hear Danielle's whole story. I forget what episode. Do you remember what episode? Just a few episodes ago. Anyway, you'll see it. Danielle Jenkins, Domestic Divas, take control of your own life, right?
Yeah, don't let your circumstances stop you from living your life. Yes, that's it. So, this is how this goes to show how, not that I didn't care, how much one I didn't know at 20 years old starting a company. Because when you start a company, it's not like the government goes, here, here's a nice little package. This is how you start your company. This is how you remit your taxes. This is how you pay your taxes. This is how you do everything. Because they don't do that ever. So we do $220,000 in the first year. And shortly after that, then I realized that I need to hire a bookkeeper and an accountant. Again, being young, busy as hell with all these new clients, all these new contracts, we're going next level, like right away. I hired somebody who I thought would be a great bookkeeper, accountant, tax preparer. Don't even know what the title was, to be honest. I was said that they can help me. Cool. So every month they were remitting our, putting into the government, submitting our reports for income. They were doing our remittance taxes for payroll, all of those things. So then 6, 7, 8 months go by in the following year. I think everything is going great. And then I get a letter from the government saying we were being audited. Cool. Standard. That's pretty standard with new businesses and whatever. So I call them, set everything up. So then about a week later, I was in Walmart. I don't even know. Maybe Home Depot or something. I don't know. I was picking up some kind of supply for one of our jobs. It was like $200. So at the time, I probably had, I don't know, $35,000 sitting in the business account at the time, you know, just to get everything going. And I go to use my card and it said declined. And I'm like, there's no fucking way that I don't have any money. It was yesterday. I had like $35,000 or $36,000 sitting in there. So I go on and it's like my bank account's at negative $26,000. And I was like, what the fuck? Literally. And I'm sorry for any listeners that are sensitive, but I was literally standing there like shaking, sweating, negative 26,000. And then the first thing that goes through my head is, it's Wednesday. I have payroll on Friday. And where the fuck am I going to come up with 20, or I guess it would have been like $10,000 for payroll that week, right? Like all of these things are going through my head. I'm freaking out. So I go to the bank right away thinking that maybe it was an error. So that was at the time, it was like, I think they ended up taking 52,000 out of the account. That's what was taken.
Who took 52,000?
The government.
Well, they overdrew you.
So what had happened? So I go to the bank. I'm freaking out, crying, devastated. Like, oh my God, yeah. Like that's a lot of money for somebody who like has really had no money, right?
It's a lot of money for fresh. It's a lot of money for anybody,
right? Like freaking out. And again, payroll. Like that was my biggest thing. I didn't even care about my own money. It was like, how am I going to pay payroll? So I go to the bank. They tell me that the government has frozen my account and taken 52,000 or whatever it was. And I was like, holy shit. Like, what am I going to do? So I call the government. I'm crying. The government does not care if you are crying. I'm going to be very honest about that. And they told me, so what had happened with my assistant at the time that, or not assistant, she was helping me with the books and all of those things. She was submitting our revenue, like our income, and not submitting any expenses. So our income was like 240,000 with no write-offs. So then the government was taxing us on that. And because we hadn't paid it, thinking that that's what she was doing. And again, it's, you know, it's learning experience. It's me trusting somebody because I don't have any effing idea what I'm doing in that department. So I'm thinking, okay, she can do it. She knows what she's doing. These are the numbers. This is everything. I just assumed that she was paying and reporting and remitting and everything was good to go. Turns out that's why they were going to audit us. But at that point, they were getting pissed off with not having their 50 some odd thousand that apparently we owed them. And so I begged and pleaded. They ended up giving us back, I think like 20, I think it was half. So it was like 25,000. So that pretty much gave me like $4,000 positive in the account. to pay the payroll. So then I had to take money off my credit card that I had like a $12,000 limit on to pay payroll until the government could give me back all my money. Because I said to them, like, look, like, we have all the stuff. It just was done wrong. No idea. So we finally, I ended up having to spend like $3,000 on a new corporate accountant to redo everything. Like, it was just a fucking shit show. I'm going to be honest. It was totally crazy. That there was a wake up call to go, okay, you got to kind of figure something out when it comes to accounting, Danielle. Like, you can't just leave this on every, so you kind of have to know what you're doing. So now, great bookkeeper, great accountants, they do everything. We prepare it. We send it over to them, all the reports, the expenses, absolutely everything from all of our systems. They go over and they do it all.
Well, I think that's smart.
You think? Yeah. So that was crazy. That took about a year to reconcile and figure out in that regard.
Yeah. I don't like giving the government access to my bank account like that either, because that's random. I mean, you're lucky you got through that.
Yeah, very. It still took about 8 weeks to get the full amount of money.
So if I understand it right, you use Jobber. Does that keep time a track of people's time as well?
Yes. So they actually have, like I was saying, they have an app on their phone. So basically, if they had a job from 8:30 to 5, 8:30, they start their timer. We actually pay lunch in our company. We pay everybody for their lunchtime. They then clock out at 5, they hit the stop timer. So then at basically every Sunday, the system automatically calculates everybody's time. That then goes to our Ceridian, which does all of our payroll. And then they do the direct deposit for payroll.
So the payroll system connects to Jobber and your accountant manages that as well, I assume.
Yes. So it's pretty cool because basically with Ceridian, Jobber connects with them, sends them all of the payroll reports and the timesheets and everything. We do have to approve it, obviously, in case somebody accidentally forgets to shut off their timer and they're being charged for, you know, 24 hours or whatever. So then we approve all the hours, then the bookkeeper will take care of everything after that, all the WSIB, remittance tax, corporate monies, like all of that stuff. They do all of that and everybody gets their money and Danielle is not stressed.
Do you still use the G Suite for your email provider and your storage of files? And I assume you still use a calendar.
Yes. Oh yeah, definitely. So the cool thing for Jobber is not only is it good for jobs. So obviously, you know, if you were a client of ours, not only could we do that, we can also put in like tasks. So Samantha, for example, being our office exec, she has her own profile. And so any tasks that need to be a reoccurring. So, on the 25th of each month, she knows to finish the draft of the newsletter on the residential side. And that is repetitive the 25th of every month. And then she can also complete those tasks as well. So it's super cool how it's not only that, not only tasks, also calendar events. So if we have a company conference call every Monday morning, we have our residential team call. So every Monday morning, it's in there in a different color than their regular jobs. Has all the Zoom link, all the call-in information, the agenda of the meeting. They can also put notes in there that's like anything that they need to discuss that we need to answer for. And then that's all there for them. So calendar events, reminders. On Samantha's side, being admin, she can see anything that needs to be dealt with. If a job hasn't been closed properly, it will come up in the reminders. Like it's so streamlined. Like I honestly can't even imagine the success of this company without it.
But you use G Suite as your email back end.
Yes.
And you don't use the filing anymore? You don't use Google Drive for documents?
No, we do.
Oh.
Yep. So we use Google Drive for a lot of our like company PDFs, obviously. Anything that we need for basically just to store it. You know, if our marketing person says, hey, we need the brand board for your logo. it's in there. So any one of our office people, managers, anything can access that, pull it out and email it off to where it needs to go. So there's not anything like confidential. You know, there's no client information in there. That's all in our Jobber system. It's basically just documents that we need on, like, you know, for regular stuff, Christmas promo stuff, advertising stuff, templates, training stuff, our manuals, our handbooks, all of those things are in there.
And then what do you use for your social media stuff? Do you use it to manage it? Do you manage it, or like, do you use HubSpot, or do you not HubSpot? I don't even know.
Hootsuite, I think it's called.
Hootsuite. There you go. Or one of those.
So we have a great lady named Liz, who she actually is our website designer. She does everything. So I feel really lucky and really blessed that we're in a position where if somebody says to me, hey, you need to add this onto your website, we just have to send an email and Liz will do that. So Liz does our website. Liz is also a social media strategist. So we meet with her monthly. We go through, so myself, Samantha, Liz, and then anybody who we're doing, like, our social media is really done internally because it's kind of, it's one of those things where it's very unique, right? So I can't just hire somebody and go, oh, you know, commercial or residential cleaning. Okay. Can you do all of this for us? Right. So Liz, we will have a conference call with Liz, and we're actually having one this coming Monday for October and November. And we will go through holidays. What do we need to prepare for? What do we need to post? What do we need to do here? And we'll go through everything. And Liz, again, she's a social media strategist along with web. So she knows what to post, whether it's a blog, a picture, the hashtags to use, things like that, where she knows that it will say come up on Google first. Because when we first opened our Google My Business, we assumed that the better ratings you got, the higher you would come up if you were searched for. That's not the case. It's worked all on words. And again, I'm not very good at the whole texting. Yeah,
we can actually save. We can talk about that on another sure. Friday. But you basically, she strategizes, but you and the team take pictures and actually do the yep. posting. But she guides you. And you're like, hey, we're going to make 3 posts this week. Here's what you should do. Yeah. And you're on a thing. And then you go out, or Samantha goes out, or you have the people on the job go out, take mm-hmm. a picture and sort of do it that way.
Yep. So our team does that. Our teams take pictures of their job. They make videos of what they're doing. If we're doing anything kind of simple like that, they will do that. They send it into the office. Liz, and again, we discuss all of that. And
so that's on a separate system.
It's email.
Right. There you go.
Again, the email thing, like how many systems do we really need? Right. There's so many that we could have, but I don't like having a gazillion systems for the reason you were saying, you know, somebody's going to email me on that, on this and that. And I don't want that. I'd rather have 80,000 emails in one spot than 50,000 emails and 10,000 signals and 10,000 text messages. You know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. 10 years ago, I built an application that put it all in one that just said Danielle. And it didn't matter how you contacted me, whether you texted me, whether you emailed me, whether you Twittered me, whether you Facebooked me. Back then, we actually hacked Facebook. I wouldn't acknowledge that, but yes, we did.
No way.
Well, they had a security issue, but we weren't trying to hack it. We weren't hacking people's accounts. We were hacking our own account to get the messages from Facebook into this master app. And the whole idea was that the problem is what you just described. And sounds like you've done a better job than me, but you still have Jobber, which probably has an internal messaging system. Mm-hmm. It probably emails you that there was an update in Jobber, and then you have text message.
Yes.
And I don't know what else do you have Slack or anything like that?
No. I will say at one point we did try to have a group WhatsApp because I needed something that was a little bit better for like our team to communicate other than just email. So a quick text, right?
How'd that work out?
Well, when half the people don't care to download the flipping app, how how are we supposed to do it, right? Like, we talked about it many times at our company calls, you know, if you guys want this, because a lot of the girls would say, we need something where we can ask somebody whether, instead of bothering management, because we have a gazillion other things to do. So where they can communicate with each other and say, hey, this client's saying this, how do we deal with this, or vice versa, right? So instead of calling me or Samantha or one of our managers, we don't want to deal with that. And so we said, well, let's download an app that we can all be in a group, maybe not myself or management, but at least all the rest of the staff can. And they didn't want to, or they didn't. Not that they didn't want to, but they didn't. So, I mean, I can only suggest so many things. And now they just use happy old text.
We're going to wrap it up, because you and I always talk a long time, and we always talk afterwards, but I'm going to wrap it up.
Okay.
With this suggestion that you can add to if you think it needs addition.
Okay.
When you agree in a group to do something like that, I have found that, and this, I really borrowed this from Amazon. Jeff Bezos, when he ran meetings, for listeners out there who don't know, the first 10 minutes, and don't quote me, but if it's an hour meeting, the first 10 minutes, you actually read the brief of the person who wrote the brief for the meeting. Mm-hmm. Because no one reads the stuff before you come to the meeting in general.
It's true.
It's
so true.
I mean, it's fact, right? You're like, oh, I'll just figure that out in the meeting. You don't spend 30 minutes before the meeting, because the meeting's from 2 to 3. When really the meeting should be from 1:30 to 3.
To 3.
But it's not. So... And you know, Amazon gets credit for this, and I'm sure other people do it and have done it, and that's fine. But in the Amazon meeting, the person who has a meeting actually has to write a 2 or 3 page executive brief, if you will, or executive summary on why you're having the meeting, what the background is, and what the desired outcome is. Mm-hmm. And we do that with meetings, which is, you can't just have a meeting to have a meeting. You're either making a decision, you need feedback, or something else, which I don't know what is, but I'm open to it. But going back to the suggestion is, when you do that, I now make everyone do it in the meeting, because can't leave the meeting until, if we made the decision to do X, which we do use an app. So I'm happy to share another day.
Sure.
Cause it'll take as long as you going through your stuff is we do have another app, which is secure. And WhatsApp, I know you were using it for multiple things. It's not a secure app, but we can talk about that another day too. But we use a secure app, and we decided to use the secure app for sensitive stuff that, we just wanted to be safe.
Right. Of course.
Because someone hacks it, or somebody clicks a link by mistake. And basically, you know, if one of the people in your company clicks a link by mistake, or clicks a link, text or email, you're completely compromised. I mean,
100%.
So to avoid things like that with the most sensitive information that we have a secure app. So we agree on the secure app. And, everybody agrees. And what happens is, what happened with you? They don't download it. So now we'll wait. Everybody
can download
it.
For the next meeting.
We'll walk right. We're going to walk right through it. I mean, that's what really meetings are for, is to actually come out with that. So my suggestion to anyone listening out there, and look, it's painful. Like I get a lot of eyes rolling. Like,
that's
very good. You must do that.
Trust me, I know. I do that in my office when nobody's around. I'm like, eye roll.
Right. I mean, right? I'll do it later, Brandon. We'll do it later. Yeah. If you'll do it later, I'm allocating time for us together to do it right now. And by the way, you can ask questions when you have a problem, because there will be a problem. I can't find it in the app store. Oh, I did download it. You know, I thought this was WhatsApp. No, here's the icon. Here it is.
Yeah.
Make everyone send a message. And I'm only using that as an example. And that can be for anything. Hey, we're all going to sign up for X. Oh, we need to get this form filled out. Well, we'll all sit here together. and we'll fill it out together. And when we're all done, just like we did in school, it seemed to work. Yeah. I'm not saying school is perfect, but there's some things there that worked, right?
It's true. It's true. I like that. I like that a lot. I mean, granted, it's not like it was a do or die, right? Like it's,
no, I wasn't picking on your situation. I was just using as an example to say, you know, when you do, I mean, we were talking about operations and communications and things, but I just used it as an example to say, and maybe we can talk about meetings another day, because meetings are a whole nother ball of wax that are basically just a big waste of time for the most part.
That's why we don't have a lot of them. You know, just, I know we're going to wrap it up, but we try to keep it, you know, to that Monday morning, because I do, you know, we do motivation and I submerse myself in that meeting. It is coming from me. You're right. You know, like it's not like it's one of those companies where the boss is at home and, you know, it's down to one of our managers to run the meeting. Like I am there Monday morning to do the meeting at 8:30. And I'm like, hey guys, you guys are part of this company, you know, welcome to all our new members. And we will talk about this like in meeting structure and things that work, because we've tried to do a meeting every Monday since the beginning of the company. And I have tried a gazillion different things, and I've tried being a hard ass. I've tried yelling. I've tried being happy. I've tried everything. And it, you know, what I've found now is the best possible way. You know, I told you about the same repetitive paragraph for the first meeting or the first 10 minutes of the meeting. And that always works, right? So I think we should definitely talk about that sometime. But I do try to keep minimal meetings. A lot of things I try to do email.
I think it's a good idea. Well, hey, we'll talk next week.
Sounds good. Looking forward to it.
Thanks, everybody.